punch to lunch.
It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original. The flakes more people eat for more punch to lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
It is the season of Thanksgiving, the time when even the humblest American finds it in his heart to thank God for the abundance he has bestowed upon our forests and our farms. But on a small turkey ranch near Lost Forest, there is no happiness in the heart of one man, James Pilgrim. Standing within one of the pens called a turkey run, he turns to the tall man beside him.
You see, Mark, all dead. Every one of my prized turkeys, dead.
It's heartbreaking, Jim. I know how you feel.
3 years' work, all of it gone. I just don't understand.
Well, you know how it is with turkeys. They just up and die in flocks sometimes.
Yes, but I never heard of it happening overnight.
No sickness, eh?
None. Every one of those birds was in perfect health.
That's strange.
I didn't know what to do. That's why I called you.
Oh, I'm glad you did.
You've always been so kind to me ever since I came here to this country. It was even you who suggested I take up turkey ranching. But now I'm ruined.
Not entirely, Jim.
Too close for comfort. If I didn't have a field and late wheat and provisions in the house, well, I should become a public charge. And worst of all, perhaps have to go back to the old country.
No, that'll never happen. We'll lick this together, don't worry.
Thank you, Mark.
I'd like to take a few of these birds up to my place and examine them. Maybe we can find out what killed him.
Take what you need. The rest must be buried anyway.
Say, this bird smells kind of funny, don't you think?
No.
It's a very familiar odor.
I can't identify it.
I think I know what it is. Can't tell for sure until I make some tests, but if I'm right... Well, Jim, this may be even worse than we think.
What do you mean?
Do you have any enemies, Jim?
Well, I know only a few people here. I don't think I've made enemies of them.
I'm sure you haven't. It makes it even harder to explain.
What is it, Mark?
I hate to say it, but it looks to me as if your flock has been poisoned.
Poisoned? Oh, no. That can't be.
I hope you're right, Jim. But unless I miss my guess, someone has spread poison all through your turkey run. And if you didn't have any enemies before, you definitely have one now.
Mark, you're so quiet. You haven't said a word in the last 10 minutes.
Thinking, Sherry, just thinking.
Want me to prepare another turkey?
No, we don't have to go any further with our examination.
Well, what did you find out?
Poison, all right.
Oh, that's a shame, Mark.
The most common poison known to man. Rat poison.
Are you sure?
Yes. That's why I recognize the smell of it. It's used around barns all the time.
Well, then perhaps the whole thing is just an accident.
And that's what somebody hoped it would look like. Either that or they didn't care. But rat poison doesn't just accidentally get into a gobbler's food. Not a prepared mash food, anyway.
Oh, I'll get it, Mark.
Well, thanks, Jerry.
Hello? Yes, who's this? Well, who's speaking? Why don't you tell me your name? Wait! Oh, hello. Hello. Oh, that's strange.
What is it, Jerry?
It was a man, Mark, with a very husky voice. He asked if this was Mark Trail's place, and when I said yes, he said, "Tell Mark Trail to forget about those dead turkeys, or something worse will happen to all concerned."
Oh, he did, eh?
Yes, and then he hung up.
So we were right all along. Somebody did poison those birds. And he must have seen me when I visited Jim Pilgrim today.
But, Mark, what he said, forget about those turkeys or something worse will happen.
Looks like our friend the poisoner thinks he can scare us off. Well, he's got another thing coming.
What are you going to do, Mark?
I don't like to be threatened, Sherry. I was interested in this for the sake of Jim Pilgrim before, but now it looks like I have a personal stake in this matter.
We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. Well, it looks like Mark Trail is running right into another exciting adventure. And how about you? Have you got the flying feet that means extra points on the basketball court? Can you pass that ball right through an enemy guard? Can you speed down the court, spin around, and take the ball again right under the basket? Is that you, leaping high, flipping the ball right through the hoop?
Say, to pull a play like that, you've got to have plenty of skill. Good coaching, too. And to back them up, you need loads of quick-powered food energy, like the energy you get in a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. For Kellogg's Corn Flakes help give you more punch till lunch. Sure, more punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
If you want to get the most out of your skill and training, back them up with food energy for more power, more drive. Pack away a better breakfast featuring Kellogg's Corn Flakes every single morning. Then you'll have that solid, hard-hitting power of corn to back up your play.
And man, when you rustle those Kellogg's Corn Flakes into your cereal bowl, you know you're set for a swell dish. Go ahead, pile them up high. Those bigger, crisper Kellogg's Corn Flakes have a sweet, live, different flavor only Kellogg's Corn Flakes give you. With milk and sugar, you're ready to scoop up the swellest tasting cereal in the whole wide world. That's Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
And remember, you can count on Kellogg's Corn Flakes for more punch till lunch. Start off each day with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Just before Thanksgiving, tragedy befalls Jim Pilgrim. His entire flock of turkeys is ruthlessly poisoned. A refugee, Pilgrim turns to his friend, Mark Trail. But as Mark begins to investigate, he receives a mysterious phone call, a threat, and a warning. Now Mark and Jerry Davis have returned to the Pilgrim turkey farm and are going over the grounds very carefully.
This is hard work, Mark. I keep looking and looking, but I don't see anything.
How many times have we gone over this area, Cherry?
Well, at least a dozen times.
You haven't noticed anything?
No. I guess I'm not a very good detective, Mark.
Well, let's see if we can make one of you. Suppose you follow a few simple rules and see what you find.
All right.
At first, you must ask yourself, how do things look normally? Or how should they look?
Well, since you put it that way, I just remembered something.
Yeah?
When we were over at the big barn where they make up the turkey mash, I noticed a circular carving in one of the support posts.
What about it?
Well, it was fresh. I couldn't imagine Jim Pilgrim doing something like that, or there would have been other carvings.
And what do you know about the man who did the carving?
Well, he couldn't be very tall, because the carving was low. I'd say about 5'6".
Very good. What else?
Well, this may sound silly.
Go on.
Remember those burlap bags that hold the dry mash?
Uh-huh.
Well, several of the bags on top were tied with a different kind of knot than the bags underneath.
A sort of sailor's knot?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Good for you, Cherry. We'll make a detective out of you yet. Now, let's test our facts. Jim?
Yeah?
Oh, Jim, can we see you for a minute?
You think Mr. Pilgrim can help us, Mark?
Maybe.
What is it, Mark? Have you and Miss Davis found out anything?
Can't say for sure, Jim. Tell me, has there been a short man around here lately? A man who habitually plays with a knife?
Not that I remember.
Then how about a former sailor?
I can't help you there either, Miss Davis.
Oh, what now, Mark?
Oh, you give up too easily, Cherry.
What's this all about, Mark?
Don't know yet, Jim. We have a couple of ideas about what's happened here. For the present, they don't mean anything. Cherry and I are going off and apply another rule of deduction.
A rule of deduction?
Yes. Or, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Goodness, Mark. Where do you get the energy? We've been to every farm supply store in the county, and I'm almost dead.
Just a few more to go, Cherry. Maybe we'll be lucky in here.
Garver's Farm Supplies.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like a very lucky name.
Let's find out.
What a place. It's like a big barn.
Yeah, and I got plenty of rat poison on hand, too. See over there?
Well, that's what we thought in the last 20 places, Mark.
Well, just about ready to close up. Thought I wouldn't, though, not until I had just one more customer.
Sorry, but we didn't come to buy anything.
Well, that's all right. Always glad to see people. Maybe we can have a chat. Don't get a chance to talk much these days, and I do dearly like to have a good talk with people.
Guess we can talk of that. Just drop by for some information.
Oh, then let's chat. Archie Garver, that's me. He founded this store. I did. My son runs it now, though.
Mark Trail's my name.
Oh, is that so? Mark Trail. Glad to meet you, I declare.
And this is Miss Cherry Davis.
Well, real pretty girl. I'm right glad to meet you.
Thank you.
We've been trying to locate a couple of men, Mr. Garver. We hope you can help us.
Well, if I've ever seen them, I'll remember them. What's your name?
I don't know.
Oh, I'd expect me to know them if you don't. What do these fellas look like?
Can't answer that either.
Well, now, just a minute. You think just because I'm an old man, you can come in here and make a joke of me? Well, you don't know Archie Garver.
Believe me, I'm serious, Mr. Garver. It's not a joke.
Then, doggone, how do you expect me to help you?
We think they travel together. So what we know about one will help to identify the other.
Oh, okay. Go on, tell me what you know. Archie Garver's got the best memory around, even if he is only an old man. No good for anything anymore.
We think one of the men is small, about 5'6". He generally carries a knife with him. As for the other man, all we know about him is that he used to be a sailor.
What the doggone if I ain't just the one who knows who those two fellas are?
You do?
Yep. Two of us. Hank is no good man I ever seen.
Oh, who are they?
The one with the knife. That's Stacy King. Carries a pearl-handled knife around his neck on a chain. Always whittling on something. They say he killed a man with it once. He's a real bad one, all right. Don't care for nobody.
How about the other man?
No good either. Name Arthur Martin. But everyone calls him Gumbo. Used to be a sailor, all right, but... he ain't nothing by himself. Stacy runs him just like a dog. That Stacy's a little Napoleon that way, always running people.
Have you seen them lately?
Well, just the other day, he came in and bought a big pile of rat poison.
Mark!
Must have all the rats in the country out there, place. They bought so much poison.
Tell me, where can I find these men?
Well, now, that won't be too hard. See the road out there? There's my son. It's just time, Junior. These two people are asking for some information about Stacy King and his sidekick, Gumbo.
Yeah? What do you want to know, stranger?
Just asking how to get to their place.
You friends of theirs?
No. Just business.
Business, huh? And I don't know how you can get there.
Well, now, Junior, you know darn well how to get there. Just take that side.
Shut up, Junior. I told you to shut up.
Oh, I can see we're not welcome.
No, you're not. I don't know what this old fool's told you, but I think I better tell you. He's out of his mind.
Okay. Thanks, just the same. Come on, Jerry.
All right, Mike.
Thanks anyway, Mr. Garver.
It's all right. Goodbye.
Did you tell them anything, you old fool?
No, I didn't tell them nothing.
Stacy King's been one of our best customers for years. You know he don't like his business talked about.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Well, I ain't taking no chances of getting on the wrong side of Stacy. If you want to lose his business, maybe I better call him and tell him that somebody was in here looking for him. Did that fellow who just left give you his name?
Mark Trail.
Yeah, well, I'll just give Stacy a ring to be on the safe side. Maybe this fellow Trail will turn out to be somebody he don't want to see. And Stacy will be thankful to us for looking out for him. Won't hurt us none at all.
Thanks. Thanks very much for the information, Junior. Huh? Do I know this fellow Trail? Well, I do and I don't, if you know what I mean. You just let me take it from there. Yeah. See you around the store soon. Bye.
What's going on, Stacy?
Mark Trail. Found out about us somehow.
Wonder how he done that.
He's a smart one. We knew that before we started. Now the question is, what do we do?
Maybe we should have let that Pilgrim's turkeys alone.
We couldn't. One look at those turkeys of Pilgrim's and the dealers here wouldn't offer us 10 cents a pound for ours.
Yeah, he sure raises a beautiful turkey.
We're looking out for our own interests. That's what we're doing. Besides, he's just a foreigner. I didn't think anybody'd care what happened to him. How's I supposed to know Mark Trail was going to stick his nose in this?
Hey, I always say you think of everything.
Now, don't you get smarter, I'll...
Okay, put the knife away.
There's one thing to do. We warned that trail to lay off or something worse would happen. Well, we'll scare him off good this time.
What are you going to do?
You let me decide that. I'll figure out something. Something that'll put the fear of the devil into Pilgrim and Mark Trail both. They'll learn they can't fool with Stacy King. Not get away with it.
Sorry, Mark, but I can't help you. I don't doubt you have good reason for the charges against Stacy and Gumbo, but the state police need more evidence than you've presented.
Look, Sergeant Walker, I'm not asking you to arrest these men just to prove I'm a good detective. They're dangerous. They've struck once and they'll strike again.
Sorry, Mark, not enough evidence. Look at it from the legal point of view. You're asking me to take in two men on the basis of a carving and a few sailor's knots. Did anybody see these men around Pilgrim's Place?
No.
Can you establish their whereabouts at any time?
No.
You can't even establish or prove there was a crime, right?
Right.
Yeah, the case would be thrown out of court.
But look, Walker, all I'm asking...
Oh, just a minute. Hello, State Police. Sergeant Walker speaking. Yeah? Yeah? What? I'll be there as soon as possible. Well, Mark, I guess you've got something after all.
What's happened?
Pilgrim's Place is on fire. House, barn, even a stack of newly cut wheat.
It's not an accident. You can believe that.
We've got to get out there right away. Pilgrim's locked himself in his barn. Won't come out.
But you said the barn's on fire.
Yes, but Pilgrim says he's ruined, wiped out, and he doesn't want to live.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's get cracking. Take it right up to the barn, Walker.
Right.
Pull up beside those big doors. I'll get out there. Then you can drive the car out of danger.
Now be careful, Mark.
Don't worry.
Okay, you can start getting out of here now.
See you later, Walker.
Take it easy.
Pilgrim! Jim Pilgrim! Where are you? Hey, Jim, answer! It's Mark Trail!
Go away, boss! Leave me alone!
Jim, you've got to come out! There's not much time!
No, Mark, I'm ruined! Everything's gone up in flame. It's useless!
Don't be a fool! I told you I'd stand behind you!
You, yes, you, and you alone! They don't want me here. They don't want me, Mark. They don't want me because I'm a foreigner.
Oh, you're talking crazy.
No, Mark, it's better to die than not to be wanted.
But you are wanted. You should see what's going on out here. Hundreds of your neighbors all fighting the fire. Everyone for miles around pitching in, getting burned, choking on the smoke, but everybody's fighting the fire.
Mark, you're not just saying that.
Well, come out and see for yourself. Open the doors, Jim.
But it'll just happen all over again.
No, no, it won't. You've been victimized by a couple of crooks, Jim. And they'll soon be under arrest. Come out now. Come out before it's too late.
All right, Mark. I'll come out. You've convinced me that a man can have a friend. Really have a friend.
Good work, Mark. Pilgrim's been burned a bit, but with a little first aid...
Good as new, eh, Walker?
Yeah. Say, there are a couple of things my men ran across that I want you to take a look at.
Now, let's see them.
First off, this knife. Maybe it fits in with that carving you were telling me about.
Fits in? Well, that's the very knife, Stacy's knife. Carries it around his neck on a chain, or he did.
And we ran across these strips of cotton cloth. What do you make of them?
Oh, looks like strips of shirting. Somebody was burned and tore up a shirt to make bandage.
Well, Mark, if you're right, what we've got here is real evidence.
Oh, can we go get Stacy and Gumbo now?
Say the word.
Then let's go get them. I've got a score to settle for a friend. Walker, the hired hand said we'd find them down here by the barn, but I don't see anybody around at all.
Maybe they decided to pick up and clear out.
No, no. It's plain now why they poisoned Pilgrim's turkeys. They were in the same business. One look at the birds they raised here tells me everything. They couldn't compete with Pilgrim, so they killed his birds.
Hey, Mark, listen. That noise.
Yes. Sounds like it came from that granary.
Yeah, one of those new steel granaries. Wonder what that noise was.
Sounds like an exhaust of some kind. Hey, wait a minute. I've got it. That's a blowtorch.
A blowtorch?
Sure. All steel granary, blowtorch. Someone's inside there making repairs.
Let's get him.
I'm way ahead of you, Walker.
All right, mister. You can shut that torch off and put up your hands.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you think
you're doing? Put him up, I said. Reach.
There, see it, Walker? That bandage on his hand.
Listen, cops and no cops, you guys can't come in here and arrest me without a warrant. You'd better get out of here, and you'd better get going fast before I get a lawyer on you.
We'll go into that later. Are you the man called Gumbo?
What's it to you?
You killed Jim Pilgrim's turkeys and set fire to his house and barns.
You can't prove that.
We can prove a lot more than you think.
Let's finish this argument at police headquarters. You're under arrest, Gumbo. And as soon as we round up your friend, Stacy...
Hey, Walker.
What was that?
The door to the granary. It's been shot.
Hey, you thought you two were smart. You thought you was going to take me and Stacy. Well, now the shoe's on your foot. How do you like the way it pinches, eh?
Walker, the door's locked from the outside.
Sure, that was Stacy shut the door. He's got you two locked up in here. And you'll never get out. That is, alive. Hear that? Wait. Wheat pouring down into the granary. Pretty soon it'll cover you up. It'll fill your throat. It'll fall into your eyes. And then you won't even be able to make a sound. Never again.
Very interesting, Gumbo. But how do you get out?
Stacy'll take care of me, don't you worry. Stacy'll have me out of here in no time. And we'll leave you under a ton of wheat.
We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening. Well, it looks like tough going for Mark Trail. And say, how are you in the going stuff? Can you turn in a good job when it comes to handball, swimming, football, hockey?
You need skill.
You need training.
And to play your finest game, you need lots of ready energy. Quick-acting energy. The kind you get from a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Because Kellogg's Corn Flakes start you off with more punch till lunch. That's right. Get more punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
There's a place on any team for a man with skill and training, with plenty of power, a man ready to do his best every minute. And when you're stocking away a better breakfast featuring Kellogg's Corn Flakes every single morning, you're giving yourself power. Yes, food power. The power of corn in Kellogg's Corn Flakes is yours to help you play your best.
And let those Kellogg's Corn Flakes come streaming out into your cereal bowl. Those crisp golden flakes taste 100% swell. They've got a live, sweet, different flavor you get only from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And every time your spoon starts scooping them up, you realize all over again why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the favorite of boys and girls, mothers and dads the world over.
So be ready to play your best game. Eat a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Every day you'll start off with more punch till lunch with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Trapped in the bottom of a towering narrow shaft, a huge steel granary, Mark Trail and his friend Sergeant Walker of the state police listen to the steady fall of wheat which threatens them with suffocation. But also trapped is Gumbo, Stacy King's accomplice. As the wheat continues to fall, Gumbo begins to doubt that his pal Stacy will save him.
The wheat's up to your knees now, Gumbo. Still think your pal Stacy's going to get you out of here?
Yeah, sure he is. We're pals. He's got to.
The wheat's getting higher, Gumbo. Only a few minutes left.
For you, but not for me.
You can't move your legs now, can you, Gumbo? And soon...
Shut up!
Soon, it's up to your waist now, Gumbo.
Oh. I don't want to die. You got to help me.
Help you?
I didn't mean to set fire to Pilgrim's place. That was Stacy's idea, honest it was.
You poisoned Pilgrim's turkeys, too, didn't you?
Well, that was Stacy's idea, too. I didn't have nothing to do with any of this.
You were his accomplice.
All right, but get me out of here. Help me.
No windows, one door, walls, straight up, all steel, 100 feet. How do you expect us to help you?
We can, Walker. Gumbo, what were you using that blowtorch for?
Just sealing up a seam in the wall.
Maybe it's strong enough to melt down the hinges of the door.
You're right, Mark. Let's get to work. And you, Gumbo, stay put.
Don't worry, I'll fix that, Stacy, if I get a chance, even if it's only in the courtroom.
Thank heavens you thought about the torch, Mark.
I thought about it the minute Stacy slammed that door. But I knew this rat would start to scream, and I wanted you to hear his full confession before I did anything.
Great going, Mark. She works.
Yeah, so now to get out of here. I got a score to settle with a guy named Stacy King.
Mark, I can't thank you enough for what you've done.
Well, Jim, what little I did was in thanks to you.
To me?
Why do you say that, Mark?
Jerry, if it hadn't been for men and women like Jim here, who came to this country 300 years ago, America wouldn't be the great land that it is. They were pilgrims. That's why you took the name Pilgrim, isn't it, Jim?
Yes, Mark. Because in a way, I am a pilgrim here.
And the...
A modern pilgrim.
And the pilgrims founded this country, Jim. They worked together... And they learn to live together as brothers, with mutual respect for each other.
You're right, Mark. And we should give thanks to them for all we have now.
Amen to that, Jerry. And happy Thanksgiving, Jim. A happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Scotty, will you get out of this kitchen?
What's the matter, Jerry?
Oh, that boy, honestly. I'm trying to stuff the turkey for tomorrow night, and he keeps swiping the chestnut.
Oh, is that all?
Mark, you will be here for dinner tomorrow, won't you?
Why, of course. What makes you think I won't?
Oh, you're always being called away at the last minute.
Not this time, Jerry. I'm staying in Lost Forest for a while. I want some peace and quiet.
But on Friday, Mark finds things far from peaceful, even in Lost Forest, as he attempts to track down a ruthless killer in the strange mystery of the Hawk of Diamonds. Tune in same time, same station on Friday and find out what happens to Mark Trail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Andy's a real dog, isn't he? As happy, healthy, and husky as only good food can make him. Well, if you want to keep your dog in tip-top shape, the first step is to give him good, solid, nourishing food, like Kellogg's Grow Pup. When you compare Grow Pup to leading canned dog foods, pound for pound, Grow Pup provides three times as much nourishment and is more economical to feed. It's a complete dinner with every food element a dog is known to need. So feed your dog Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal every single day.
Remember to tune in then on Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Joyce Gordon is Cherry. Today's Mark Trail was written by Elwood Hoffman, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.